Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1727 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. When I went to Mr. Dorsey's office to have my subpoena signed so that I could get my money, this being on Saturday after the trial, Mr. Dorsey stated to me that people all over the state had been sending him produce of different kinds, tomatoes, melons, corn, etc. He had a cake there that someone had sent him and asked me if I would like to have some, and gave me the cake, which I ate and found to be very nice indeed, and enjoyed. After I went back to work, the Pinnell factory people let me alone for 3 or 4 weeks, after I had refused to change my testimony, until just after Christmas, Mr. Burke came to me and wanted me to sign an affidavit. I told him that what I swore on the stand was the truth, and I would stick to it. He said, "Mrs. Jefferson, would you answer that that blood could have been on the floor on Friday before Mary was killed?" And I says, "No, I couldn't swear that I couldn't swear anything about it, because I never had seen it there before, but I could swear I saw it there on Monday morning after she was killed." He says, "The alleged blood spots could have been there on Friday?" And I said, "If they were there, I didn't see them, but I couldn't swear that they were there or were not there, but I did see them Monday." He said that that paper was only a statement for the office of Rosser and Arnold, but wasn't an affidavit, and I signed it. I said that I didn't want to sign it if it would get me in any trouble, and Burke said, "Why, you wouldn't mind signing it if it would help Mr. Frank and help you keep your job, would you? I understood that the paper had in it just what is related above." When Mr. Burke was talking to me, he laid a great deal of emphasis on the cake Mr. Dorsey had given me, and asked me if I knew Mr. Dorsey intimately. Was I very intimate with him? And I told him no indeed, that I had never seen him before the trial but once, and that I only knew him in connection with the trial. I did not swear to this paper which I signed, but merely signed it, thinking it was only a statement. On the 19th of February, after Mr. Frank didn't get a new trial, I was laid off. Moll Stanford, who testified for the state, was also laid off some little time before I was. Last Monday afternoon, Mr. Dan Lahone also came to see me,